You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Taylor Swift broke up with her boyfriend. I said Taylor Swift broke up with her boyfriend.
I can't believe it. This is a horrible way to start a week, man.
You know,
why are you doing that?
What I should have done was this.
Yeah.
This just did.
Breaking news, Taylor Swift, after six years.
What went on? What happened?
Joe Alwyn has called it quits.
I didn't even know she was with anybody, honestly.
Actually, you know what? I have to say, I did, and because they were together so long, I was starting to wonder if this really was...
gonna be it, huh?
Yeah.
I feel like her handlers were like, Tay-Tay, this isn't good for your brand. You need to break up with your boyfriend.
It was so funny. The headline was, Taylor Swift can now begin writing her new album.
Yep, exactly. Because she writes music about heartbreak and sadness, and this does not bode well for her career.
Some of her fans think she was dropping a clue about 2 weeks ago at a show down in Texas. She changed her set list. She normally started with a song called Invisible String, which is supposedly a love letter to Joe. And she switched it up so the first song in her set was The One, which is a song about ex-lovers. So people were like, is this a clue?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Here's some more tabloid trash for you. Madonna got a lot of crap after she appeared at the Grammy Awards, and people were giving her crap about the way her face looked because she's done some work on it, I guess.
See her?
Well, I don't think that's very nice. Can't people just leave Madonna alone?
Well, did you see her?
Well, anyway, a so-called source within her inner circle says, despite what people think, the criticism over her drastically different appearance does affect her. She sees and hears what people say about her, and for the upcoming tour, she wants to look more like herself again for her fans. So, allegedly, Jeremy, she's now undergoing more procedures to restore her, quote, natural look.
I'm sure she'll bounce right back.
That often doesn't go well for stars who get work done and then go back and try to repair it.
They say that she looked so bad at the Grammys because she had just had something done, so she was still kind of swollen and puffy, but it's not good.
I was on, during one of my walks, I went from a podcast, I put it on one of my playlists, and one of my favorite Madonna songs came up, and I was like, I can't deny it. I like a lot of her music.
Yeah.
I really do. Might make me play some after this trending report, too. To me, this was funny and not surprising at all, but apparently a riot broke out during a stage musical of that movie, The Bodyguard. You know, the one with Whitney?
Yeah.
There's a musical version on stage in the UK, and it had to be halted when a riot broke out in the audience because some members of the audience wouldn't stop singing along.
Aw.
They say the show was stopped several times because audience members decided to participate while others in the crowd were yelling at them to shut up. And during the big showstopper, which of course is the song, I Will Always Love You. Man, when Whitney belted that was incredible.
My mom had that CD on repeat.
Anyway, they cut the star's microphone and brought up the lights because they were just tired of especially two women in the crowd who were screaming along, singing along. They had to be forcibly pulled out of the theater by security.
Man, they had to be on something to do that.
And several police cars arrived. No, I'm going to tell you something.
Gosh.
Here's what
they're drunk.
Let's talk about this for just a minute or two, shall we?
Sure.
My son went to see Dimitri Martin, that comedian, mm-hmm. was playing a small club. And I love Dimitri Martin. He is funny. A comedian. Are you familiar with him?
Probably.
You'd know him if you saw him.
Yeah, it's one of those, I think.
Anyway, I asked Dominic how it went. He goes, the problem is there were so many people in the crowd who were trying to inject themselves into his show.
Mm-hmm. Hecklers.
And I said, no, not heckling. Trying to be part of the show, like participating. And I said, here's what's going on. If you watch TikTok videos now, or a lot of YouTube videos of comedians, there are a lot of comedians who are basing their shows now around audience interaction. Like, they keep talking to members of the crowd and getting the crowd to answer them about stuff.
Yeah.
And I told Dominic, I said, I think it's training a large group of people to think that when they go to any kind of show, whether it's music or comedy, that it's their job to participate.
Okay.
I said, yeah, I think it's going to start ruining comedy shows and concerts and shows. And here you go. Dimitri Martin just had a hell of a time with people who wouldn't shut up in the crowd. And now at the Bodyguard, they had to bring the lights up and haul people out.
I don't like this at all. This is horrible.
It's a new era where people in the audience think they're part of the show.
Yeah.
It's part of that whole center of the universe thing where people feel like they're the most important. Yeah.
This is crazy. I haven't seen this.
Oh, you're going to start seeing a lot of it.
I feel like this isn't like new, but okay. All right.
Just letting you know. And the last thing I've got for you is a little story. Like, when you go out to eat at a restaurant, do you want to get served better? Do you want better service, Jeremy?
Absolutely.
Stop wearing your flip-flops and tank tops.
Oh.
Researchers have found through a study, all you got to do is dress up just a little bit, and you're going to get better service.
Well, this should go for anything that you do. I mean, dress nice. You'll get better service anywhere.
And you'll feel better about yourself, too.
Absolutely, man.
The way they did it is they had several hundred servers look at pictures of random people and guess whether each person would leave a good tip or not. So the servers chose the people who were dressed a little nicer, and therefore they got better service.
Well, you look like you have money, first of all.
Yeah.
And that's what it boils down to. It just looks like you're rich. I had a suit coat on this weekend for some of the Easter services and stuff. And I really enjoyed wearing the suit coat. I'm a big fan of the dress shirt with the suit coat and a pair of jeans and cowboy boots. That is a solid look.
All but the cowboy boots.
I want to wear that all the time.
All but the cowboy boots.
I felt like some sort of rancher or something. Like, I should be at some sort of cattleman's convention or something, because that's how all those cattle guys dress. But I felt very confident. I felt good this weekend.
So when we do our little happy hour a week from Friday, should we both be wearing
on the weather.
A sport coat?
Nah, it depends on the weather. It might be a little hot.
Nah, I'll just do a hoodie. What else is trending?
Well, some of the stuff from the Easter weekend floating around, some of the big news stories. We talked a little bit about how they were recommending people dye potatoes instead of eggs. And, of course, there's a bunch of news people out with microphones in people's faces outside grocery stores. And the consensus is everyone thought that was stupid. And I don't think anyone dyed a single potato over the weekend. So
Probably not. Eggs
are still king. There's a funny story about a realtor in New York who went viral after posting photos of a house with the Easter bunny hanging out in every room. This giant rabbit. People thought it was kind of creepy. I thought it was kind of funny. The listing says sale pending. So they obviously got some hits on that. It totally worked. Two people were injured in an Easter parade in Spain when a 5-foot statue of the Virgin Mary caught fire. That was very scary. And a bunch of chocolate Easter bunnies were seized at an airport in Brussels because they had some lumps of MDMA in the Easter bunnies, which is the main ingredient for ecstasy, if you're not up to date on your MDMA trivia. So that's some of the Easter stories floating around. Super Mario Brothers had a killer weekend. The biggest global box office opening of all time for an animated film. This is bigger than some of the Disney stuff. Made $377 million worldwide in ticket sales. I'm expected to see it this coming Sunday.
I was going to ask, because you said you were going this weekend.
No, next weekend for our daughter's birthday. So we're going to take her out and, I'm kind of couching this as for her birthday, but I really want to see it. But I'm guessing I should probably get online today and buy some advanced tickets because it's so dang popular. Did you see the little music video that Jack Black released? Singing some sort of Mario song.
I saw the headline, but I didn't
play
watch
you
it.
Just a second of it. And my question is how is this guy famous?
Peaches, 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 peaches. I love you. Oh, Mario, Luigi.
Yeah, it goes on and on and on, but what's the appeal of Jack Black, Dom?
Well, you know.
Explain it to me.
He had a certain charm about him in the early days when he was making, like, High Fidelity and
his shtick is
Getting old?
It's getting real old.
School of Rock.
Yeah.
You know, he was considered charming.
Now it's just kind of really cheese. I guess there's a bunch of new Star Wars movies coming out. There was a Star Wars celebration event in London on Friday. And they're bringing back Daisy Ridley as Rey. Which one? She was in...
The last couple, right? Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah,
they're
Rey's the new star.
Right. So they're doing three more movies based off of Rey. Like 15 years after her trilogy or something. I don't know. And then they're doing spinoffs from The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett. Bottom line is three more Star Wars movies are coming out, you guys.
The one that I saw thought out of all of them, let me dig it up. The one that I thought was going to be the most interesting, here we go. The third one will be about the origins of the Force.
Yeah.
So it'll take place long before any of the previous movies or shows.
Yeah.
The whole...
The origin of the Force
would be an interesting movie, I think.
I guess
if
so.
It's written, yeah. Unless they cheese it up too much.
I don't know. Kelsey Ballerini started a show in Pennsylvania on Saturday, and I'm going to tell you how she started the show with a little bit of audio from her. Bless her heart, man. What a trooper to fight through this.
I had some Trader Joe's chicken dumplings.
Yes.
There is something wrong. And I need you to know that I have had an intimate relationship today with the bathroom.
She's exploding diarrhea.
I have a trash can waiting for me backstage. Things have been very touch and go.
I love the woman who was filming that, who gave the commentary about what was going on.
Listen. Today with the bathroom.
She's exploding diarrhea.
Yeah, okay.
She has exploding diarrhea.
It's explosive diarrhea, not exploding diarrhea.
But my
There's
gosh.
A difference.
How embarrassing to be on stage and to tell everybody that at any moment you might have to run backstage and
oh my God, that's
go poo-poo
funny.
In a can. Trash can. Anyway, you're Fat America. You can now buy Cool Ranch Doritos popcorn. If you're into that. And is there anything else? No, there's some sort of vodka butter recipe going around. I don't know. Who cares? All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
You find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Super cringy clickbait today. There's this 23-year-old dude from Sweden just broke the world record for knuckle cracking and then the most continuous cracking of different joints. So he started with his fingers, moved to his neck, his toes, his back, and eventually cracked 46 different joints in a row. And the video was sped up to like 12 seconds or something like that.
Oh my God. Sounds like popcorn in a microwave or
something. Dude be cracking, man. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.